Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Let's start with former Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo. And Jeff, your thoughts as you saw this unfolding yesterday.
Well, thank you for having me. It was absolutely just horrific. It's disgusting that this kind of hate exists in our society and that people feel that this is the way of expressing that. I cannot begin to imagine what those families are going through, what the community in and around that store is feeling today. It's a problem. It's been a problem for years in this country, and we need to see serious solutions brought to the table to help prevent further acts of this type of violence.
You know, spending 23 years on the force, is this, you never want to obviously think something like this will ever happen. Is this something that the police prepare for? Is this something that there were drills for to address something like this?
Absolutely. Probably 7-8 years ago, we in the department started purchasing equipment, active shooter vests, things of that nature for the officers. As you said, we never imagined that it would happen, but based on the proliferation of these types of events around the country, the department prepared, and everything from the equipment to the training started to develop in a way to meet the best practices of how to address one of these situations should it ever occur in our great city.
You know, you get to a situation like yesterday, and you have a suspect who is dressed in gear like that. As the police, how do you address something like that, someone who is wearing tactical military gear as you are trying to, end the situation?
Well, I think what we saw yesterday played out, and when you see police departments around the country looking to get more high-powered weapons and there's an outcry against it, yesterday was a prime example. Officer Salter, who was just an absolute hero, he didn't run, he didn't hide, he fought, he did what he was trained to do, and he laid his life down for this community. He was able to shoot this suspect with a handgun, probably the same caliber that was issued when he was on the job. And what did it do? Nothing. When you're confronted with people that are better equipped, have more high power weaponry than the police department, than security officers, as you saw, it cannot stop that threat. So you need to be able to have officers that are properly equipped and trained with the necessary weapons to stop that threat.
Speaking of the necessary weapons, do police have those weapons? You said there's a push for it. Is there a push for more, or is there a push for those kind of weapons in general?
I think that there's a push for those weapons in general. I know in Buffalo, we did issue patrol rifles. The one problem is that they are not a caliber that's a rifle caliber. It's an extension of your handgun. So you definitely need to see the ability for first responders, and not just in Buffalo, and this could have touched any community, to have the proper equipment to stop these threats.
You know, we're hearing more and more information of the shooter. From what you've heard, the social media, the threats at his high school, are you surprised that someone like this wasn't on any kind of radar in New York State?
Well, again, it's media reports, a lot of it's not verified, but if it's true that he was contacted by law enforcement previously, that he did undergo some type of mental health exam for previous threats of the school shooting, I think that's going to highlight the breakdown. Very, very few times do you ever see an interview where somebody goes, I had no idea. There's usually somebody with these crackpots that says, I knew it, or he was talking about it. There's usually some kind of government intervention before the actual event, whether it's law enforcement or mental health or schools, and we're just not making that process click where you're able to go from a potential threat to doing everything possible to ensure that these people cannot acquire these types of weapons to carry out their ideations.
You know, as we are now almost a day after this horrific event, what is the process for the Buffalo Police? Because, again, you know, you hate to even think this way, but you always have people that, you know, they want to be copycats. Is there some kind of high guard that the Buffalo Police will be on in the following days?
Well, of course. I mean, you will see undoubtedly extra patrols, not just in and around the area where this happened, but all throughout the city. You will see a heightened security stance at private businesses because of this. The unfortunate thing is you just never know. You cannot go about your daily life and just assume that nothing bad will ever happen. And law enforcement does an amazing job in this country of responding to these incidents and then helping to calm the situation after they occur.
Now, you said, you know, obviously not just in that area, but speaking of that area, when that grocery store does reopen, and I can't imagine that would be in the near future, will you expect a heightened police presence the first few weeks of reopening?
I would. I think that you would expect to see a heightened police and a security presence. I would assume that today a number of other areas with a lot of public congregation are talking about their security plans. I know that some of our clients have been in contact with us looking to increase the security presence in and around their facilities. So, again, it's a natural reaction. Nobody wants to see something like this ever happen again. And the best way to try to ensure that it doesn't is for everybody in the community to stay vigilant. The New York State campaign of See Something, Say Something, that has stopped so many possible threats, and it needs to continue. People need to be aware of their community. They need to be aware of people. And if you know of someone or you're aware of someone that is spewing this type of hatred, you need to get involved. You need to contact law enforcement so that they can get in front of these people who are going to carry out these heinous crimes.
Now, you know, we're hearing about the investigation and the investigation by the FBI. What kind of role will the Buffalo Police play in the following investigation?
Well, it'll be a parallel investigation. I believe that this case will ultimately wind up in the federal courts just based on the fact that it was clearly a hate crime. It was racially motivated. The federal level is where those penalties are the most severe and is properly laid out to address these types of crimes, but it's still a homicides that occurred in the city of Buffalo. So the Buffalo PD will do a parallel investigation working cooperatively with the federal agencies as well as with the Erie County DA's office.
Former Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo. Jeff, I really appreciate you joining me this Sunday morning.
Thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.